Okay, morning, Bab Matzia, Ayin Gimel, Egg, and we are starting on Daf Ayin Bet, Amud Bet, at the bottom. Okay, two lines from the bottom. Tadu Rabbana. Okay, Hamolicha Bila Makon Makon, we're still carrying on over here discussing all the different aspects of Ribit, right? If you get giving things for cheaper price, or getting it at a higher price, or if you're paying now and you're getting something else different, etc. So the bigger got a brighter, okay? That talks about different types of deals. So now you're a traveler and you've got goods and you're about to take them from one place to another place. Right? Rashi says, Mimakom hazol lemakom ayoker. Right? In other words, you're in an area where prices are cheap and you're taking your goods to go and sell them at an expensive place. Right? And you bump into somebody and he says to him, your friend, he says, you know what? Tnali, right? Rashi says, yeah, tnali, look here. Right? V'olichana. Remember Rav Acha? We had Rav Acha where he gave the guys goods and they took it to an expensive town and sold it. Only when they sold it did it become a loan and he got the, and they could have the right of use of the money in the meantime. It's exactly this idea over here. He says, let me take your goods. I'll go up there to the expensive place, right? And I'll sell them over there. In the meantime, I'll use the money. Allow me to use the money. I'll pay you back. But I can use the money. Right, v'ani ali lecha k'derech shemalin lecha b'oto makom. Right, it was just like they would do for you, I will do for you.
The second guy's going to actually buy it from
you? He's not buying it from me. No, right, I'm going to be your agent. I'll be your traveler. I'll take it up for you. I'll sell it. And what will be my benefit is the cash that I get. I'll use that money in the meantime and do some business with it and I'll pay you back later. Right, right. So the brother says like this. Berishut mocher mutar. What do you mean berishut mocher mutar? Right? It says berishut mocher im kibel alav mocher achrayut aderech. So if while I'm traveling up there to the expensive town, you, the mocher, are still responsible. I don't get the loan now. That was exactly with Rav Acha. It doesn't become a loan now. It only becomes a loan when I sell. So it was, the goods are yours. I'm not buying your goods from you at a cheaper price and getting a loan and give it back to you at an expensive price. It's your goods. I get to the expensive market. I sell the goods at an expensive price. They were your goods. You were responsible. If something should happen, you're responsible. And only when I sell them does it become a milve. Remember that? That was, I think, on Ayin, on Samech Hay. Okay. Samech Hay, I think, at Amud Aleph. Everyone, look how quickly it'll joggle your memories.
He paid back what he got for it?
Go to Samech Hay, I'm out of very quickly. Come, it's important to do a bit of Chazorah as well. Samech Hay, we're Aleph at the bottom. We had the different types of Tirsha, of Tarshi. Remember, we had the three Tarshis, and we had the one Tarshi, we had the Tarshi of the guy who makes the wine, Tarshi Didi, and he said, remember, we had the Tarshi, Aram Nachman, Tarsha Shari, Ma Shari is good, right? And we had Rav Papa, said, Ma Shari is good. Because one made the wine, he said, my wine is good. And then and now came along Tarshi de Rav Acha, Rav Chama. Sorry, I meant, I keep saying Rav Acha. That's why none of you are recognizing what I'm saying. Mm. I said Rav Acha, I meant Rav Chama. Right? Tarshi de Rav Chama. Right, that's why. Right, that's of course. Right? And the Tarshi Didi, remember we had that Rashi there where he said, Mocher Pagmatia Habe Mocher Bamakom Azol, Keshar Shu Nimkar Bamakom Ayoker, Umamtin Lahen Vahein Marino Tole Makom Ayoker, and they take it up to the expensive place, Vuma Kabbalah Achrayut Derech Padicha, and they're responsible on the way there, right? And becomes, and that's exactly what's going on. This is that Rav Chama. I keep saying Rav Acha, Rav Chama, right? I think that this is what this bright is back of here. So he said like this, if it's Bishut Mocher Mutar. Right, look at Rashi, why is it mutar? The ain kan milve, there's no milve, there's no loan. Ad shetim kor, or ad shetim acher. V'cho ma shenim kar b'yoker, and whatever sold expensively, shall bali maroshin arishonimu. Right, so therefore, I'm not getting a cheap loan and paying you back an expensive price, it would be ribbit. Remember with Rav Chama, our big question was, what about the transport fees? Because it seems like he's doing him a favor and not paying the guy, and that's the ribbit. That the guy's getting a loan when he sells it, and he transported his goods up to the expensive place for free, and it's if he paid Rav Chama in transport costs, the use of the money. That was our question, and we said the answer there was that he never had to pay taxes, and they opened up the markets because he was, remember? Everybody remember? Just say yes. Right?
Yes.
Okay. No. Yeah. Right, so that's why the brother says if it's b'shut ha-mocher, the goods stay in the b'shut ha-mocher, then the buy this guy is not getting any he's not getting into a problematic situation. But if, however, if Bereshut Lokayach, look at Rashi, Bereshut Lokayach, Asur. Because if I now, as you give me the goods, I say, as of this moment, I'm responsible, then really I got a loan from the second, right? The goods are now mine. I'm responsible. The chayut is passed to me. And therefore, if you lent me money now at a low price, I'm going to schlep those goods up to the expensive market, sell them at the expensive price, and pay you back the expensive price. So it's as if really you've already got rid of your responsibility, they're no longer your goods, it became my loan, and I'm giving you back much more than what it was worth. Is that clear? All right. So that's what the Gemara says. That's the first deal. Then Amorich paid Makol Makom. Now another story. A guy's schlepping fruit from one place to the other. Mitzoh Chavaru, Vamalo, Tnamli. And his friend says, give them to me, but I don't want to take them to that place. Look at Rashi. Tnamli, V'ochlam Kan. Give me the fruits. You know what? I'll have them right over here. Va'ani alelecha lezman peloni miprochi yesh li sham. You're going to go now. You're going to take these fruits from here to there. Give me the fruits now. I'm going to eat them. And in a few months' time, or in a few weeks' time, whatever time you would have got there, I will take my own fruits up to there and give it to whoever had to be done there. Right? We've seen all even you post that on pay. Remember, we said either two things: either going to be a market price, or he has to be in his possession. If he's got in his possession, remember we saw that there was a situation where a guy had something. He said, "Until my son comes back with a key, or my wife comes back with a key." Remember, if he had it, it was okay. Same idea over here. If the guy's got in his reshut, what's the difference? You're giving him fruit; he's got it. He can give back. He could, in theory, give it back to you right now. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? V'im lav asur, and if he hasn't got it, right, it is asur. Look at Rashi. Ein lo boto makom asur wa'ad de'beschar hamtanato natan la ze b'makom ayoker. He's going to now go and repay you in the most expensive place. You're going to basically be giving him cheap goods now, getting more expensive goods later. That's ribbit. If he had it, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that was that deal over here, right? Imish b'ab makom makom muta im lav asur. Now, v'hachamarin. Now, donkey riders, right? Like the traders, the merchants. Ma'alim b'makom ha'yoker k'makom ha'zol v'einan choshashin. He says like this. These guys are coming with their donkeys all the time. Then we got no problem with them. Well, then we don't worry. They can deal with an expensive place like the cheap place. In other words, with them moving from one place to the up and down isn't an issue. And the Gemara says, my time, huh? So our Papa gives two reasons. Right, look at Rashi first. On a chamarim ma'alim b'makom ha'yoker, in line with Agoda Bachle. So a chamarim amistakrim b'tvua, their job, they make a parnosa from selling grain and taking it up and down. Umevi'im b'makom ha'zol b'makom ha'yoker, and their whole job is they go to the markets and they buy cheap and they take it into the towns and they sell it expensively. Mutar lahem likach ma'ot mibalei bati mashirim b'makom ha'yoker. So they can take money in advance from the people in the cities, right? They call them the rich people who live in the cities. And they can give them now fruits. They're giving them money in the expensive places. And they can now go and give them, basically they pay them in advance. So they're going to supply them fruits from the cheap places. Right now, it seems like it's a bit of ribbit here, right? Why? Because they're getting the money in advance. They're getting expensive money in advance, right? But they're really selling it at a cheap price. So they're getting the money from the buyer in advance. At a cheap price, but he's then going to supply him with cheap fruits. So it looks like he's getting money now. He's got a loan. How's he paying him back the loan? By bringing him expensive fruits at a cheap price. So that discount on the fruit is really the ribbit that he's paying him for the use of the money in advance. The seller, the buyer in the town now, let's say Tel Mon's an expensive town, right? And the shuk is in Ramla. Where's the shuk in Ramla? Lord, Ramla, I think, right? Now, here, what's his name now? Our greengrocer here, we had a problem with him. Whatever, doesn't matter.
There are a few.
Right? So I'm saying, so he now comes to you, to Robert, and you say, you know what, Aryeh, he has 1,000 shekels, right? Now, if I would buy the food from you in your little supermarket, I'm going to pay 1,500 shekels. I know that you can buy it for 1,000 shekels. But you're only going to give it to me now in February. But he has the money up front, but in February, give me the money at the cheap price. Now it seems like the fruit at the cheap price. Thank you. It seems like you're giving him a loan, and what's the interest he's paying you? If you had gone into his fruit shop here, you'd pay 1,500 shekels. He's going to bring you fruit at 1,000 shekels. So that 500 shekel discount is like interest paying you on the fact that you're paying him 3-4 months in advance, right? That's the Gemara says. That's what these guys would do. Ve'ein choshesin shel Rashi sheyehei ribit sachar hamtanat ma'od kirfash. Why not? The Gemara says ma'atayma. Why is that not ribit? So Amar, so the two answers here. Rav Papa says nichelehu demiglelehu tara. Look at Rashi. There, what does it mean? The niglelehu demiglelehu tara. They have to expose the rates. What does it mean? Rashi says like this: shal yedei ma'otav shel, the fact that he's got money in his pocket. Rather, when he arrives at the market and everyone knows he's coming with money, right? Haim nikarim socharim. This guy's recognized. Here comes a guy. We know that he's good for his money. Umakirim otam balei batim shemakom azol. And the traders in the cheap places, right? The guys who are selling, they know this guy. Venotnim lahem ba'akafa. Umistakrim etzlam. And they're happy to even give him on credit, because they know this is a guy who represents rich people. He's not a problem. We'll get our money back. No, they give him on credit. So in other words, he's making up his money really, not on your money. His money is being made up on the fact that he's coming with money. People know that he's got rich clients, right? They're happy to trade with him. So therefore, he does better deals with them. So he's not making the money on the disc. In other words, it's not that your ribbit is what he's benefiting from. He's interested in the ribbit over here, in giving it to you for a discount. He's happy to give it to you for a discount, even if you didn't actually give him the money. Just the fact that people think that you're giving the money is already good enough, because it gives him prestige, right? It gives him weight when it comes to the trading. Right? In other words, even if you didn't wait, even if he went that same day and brought you back the money, it would still be good enough. He's happy to be your messenger, right? Your delivery boy. Why? For the very fact that, just the fact that he's associated with you, means that the traders in the market respect this guy and give him credit as a successful businessman.
The bottom line is that the guy lending the money gets a benefit from that money.
Exactly, but it doesn't matter.
The borrower also gets the
exactly.
Benefit.
That's exactly. That's exactly. Exactly.
Then ribbit's allowed.
Exactly. Then it's not really ribbit. Ribbit is only ribbit tutsa. We know that, right? I'm going to give you 100 shekels now. In a month's time, you pay back 120. That's doraita. The question now is, with chachamim were gozer gzeiros of avak ribbit, where were they? To what level were they gozer? The Gemara is telling us now exactly that if the guy's got other benefits, then the benefit, the implied benefit of the ribbit isn't really a benefit, because he would have been happy to give it. He would have been happy, like the Rashi says, not to wait with your money for 3 months, but to take your money now, go to the market and bring you back the food that same day, and not get any benefit from having the money in his pocket for the waiting time, just so that he could be associated with you. So the fact that he waited 3 months, we don't consider that a problem, because he could give back the same. That's a similar concept to when we say im yeshlo. What does it mean when we say that if a guy's got in his house the fruits, you can posek on the shahr? Because the fact that you're waiting is irrelevant. Because in theory, if you wanted, you could have taken it right now because he had it. So therefore, the waiting doesn't bother us any longer, right? So we're looking behind. Okay, so that's that example. This is the first answer Rav Papa gives, is nicha lehu demiglu. And Rav Acha gives another answer. Rav Acha says, Bered Rav Ika Amar, nicha lehu demozle gabayu. Right, look at Rashi.
Bidyuk.
Because here your flip is on the reputation. Exactly. It's an imperception. So now, what's going on over here? Another benefit, the fact that the guys, the traders know that you aren't making money on this deal, because really you're basically buying for cost and giving it for cost, you're just getting the benefit of the money. They know you are making money, so therefore they're going to be prepared to go to extra measures to do the deal with you on other stuff, because you might not buy from them, because you've got to now go and find the cheapest place to buy, because you aren't really making any money here. So because your margin on this deal is zero, they know that. So therefore, on the rest of your business, they're going to make sure that you stay with them. That's what I think Rashi's saying, right? These guys aren't making profits on this deal, because they're buying it and giving it back to you at the same price. They cheapen their prices in this guy, so they won't stop trading with them and go somewhere else. Okay, that's why he says. So therefore, the fact that people know that a certain amount of trade you aren't making money on the other stuff, they're going to give you a better price. That is what Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika says. Right. So the Gemara's question, my Benayu, what's enough to do between these two reasons? Why have we got two reasons? The one guy says that the very fact that you've got money, they want to do business with you, they're happy to trust you. And the other guy says that they don't want to lose your business because you are making money on that particular. Ike Benayu, Tagra Chadita, a new trader. Okay, look at Rashi, Tagra Chadita. Tagar She'enonikar Adayin, right? A guy who's not well known yet. Leman Dama de Miglilehu Tara Contra Papa, the first one, right? Ika. Right, Leman Dama de Mozdegabayu Leika. There, that would be the first guy. So, if you're not known, the fact that you're now arriving in town with money in your pocket makes you known. So that would be relevant. On the other guy, the other example of Acha, where people know you aren't making a profit, no one really knows you yet. So they don't know about that. So it's not really relevant to us any longer. The Kevin Ainu Nikalahem Ain Maminim Bedvarav. Since they don't know him, they don't believe his words. We say, I'm not making money, right? True not Damim Komo Bezov Almost Legabai. They don't trust. Oh, but you're going to sell him for free, right? It's like if I tell someone I'm selling him at cost, they don't really believe me, right? Okay, but sometimes it's true. Okay, Basura. Now we've got another story. Basura Azle Arba Arba. So in Surah, certain goods were sold for a seah, let's say, for whatever. And Bekafri, Azle Shita Shita. And in Kafri, which was a cheaper place, right, they were sold six. So basically, it was like a 50% discount, right? Or a third discount, if you look at it. Now Rav was from Surah, right? Rav was in Surah. That was Rav, was the Shiva of Surah. Yahiv Rav Zuz El Khamri, right? Vekabal Alei Unza De Urcha. So now Rav gave this guy, this Khamri, this donkey rider trader, he gave him money to go to Kafri to buy him in the cheaper place, right? And he gave the Kabbalah unsa de urcha, and Rav was now responsible for the money all the way. So what did we see before? That if the guy giving you the money is still responsible for all the money, then you haven't really got a loan until now, right? And therefore, the fact that you're going to give it to him, you're going to get it, that he's going to get the cheaper amount of money, isn't ribbit, right? Because he's responsible. It's like the contra of the guy who's sending stuff to be sold, remember? The guy who's sending stuff to be sold, he lives in the cheap place, and he's sending stuff to the expensive place to be sold. If his shaliach isn't responsible for the goods, and the fact that he's getting a loan when he arrives there, which is a bigger amount than the money is worth now, wasn't ribbit, remember? Because he was responsible. Same idea the other way around now. Ravi's sending money with the guy, and he's responsible for the money. In other words, if nothing happens, if something should happen to the money or to the goods until they get back to Rav, Rav's responsible. This guy's only acting as a shaliach, so there's no loan, right? V'shakil binayu chamsha. And he took five. So what's the question? If, as I've explained now, there was all the achrayut remained with Rav, and the shaliach had no achrayut, then why was he giving him five? What should he have taken? Should have got six. That's the Gemara's question. V'nishkol shita. Why is Rav only taking five? Why is he allowing the shaliach to share in the profits? Because really, here, he would have only got four for that shekel. There, he got six for that shekel. He's only taking five. So he's saying to the shaliach, you know what? You have one, I'll have one. We split the difference. Why? So he says, Adav Chashuv Kashani. He says, because Rav was Adav Chashuv, and Adav Chashuv, look at the Kutei Rashi there. The very first Kutei Rashi ever got it, on the left. Adav Chashuv Shani, an important guy, is different. Why? She'aro'eh oto shuhu mekel, omedu mekel yoter. Because this fact that you could take the six is only a kula, really. We've been makil, right? And therefore people might look at it and not understand what's going on, yeah? And think, Rav, getting six. Therefore, there's a bit of ribbit over here, right? V'ana machmir al atzmi, shlo yilmedu mimeni lekabel b'suri. Okay, so Rav was very machmir. Rav said, you know what? Even though I could really get the whole amount, I don't want to look like in any way I'm benefiting over here, that I'm giving this guy a loan and he's taking my money. And he's giving me back six in place of four, and he's paying me the ribbit on the use of my money, when it isn't ribbit. People might think that it's ribbit, might think the fact that Rav gave him the money now, gave him as a loan. Therefore, Rav said, I will take five and make a statement that he's not really getting any benefit from the ribbit of you. Okay, bye, me, Rav Asimi, Rav Yochanan. Maula sot bergutaot, Ken? Now, what does it mean by gutaot? We said over here that you can posseg, you can set a future contract on fruits, on food. Can you do the same thing on other negotiables, other commodities, right? Can you also set a future on a price? Can we say as long as there's a shire, there's a market price, or the guy's got it in his warehouse, no problem. Let's treat any other stuff the same like we can fruit. It's interesting here, grutaot, we know the word grutaot to be scraps, right? But the Gemara means use gruta, look at Rashi there. Mahu lasot per grutaot. Look there at the bottom of Rashi there, just before the lines become wide. The third last narrow line. Bashar pragmatia. Right, any other commodities, kagon shivrei zahav, right, if you've got gold bars or kesef, or shar minei matachot, or other steels, right, you go, so that is a type of a grutaotya, right, because you're buying up all the scrap metals, and you've got the scrap metals in your yard, it could be scrap metals, it could be gold bars, or pieces of gold, or silver nuggets, whatever the case was. Mi aminan tvua, Rashi says, yeah, do we say dafka tvua, de midi de shechiyachu de azlei v'atu kol sh'ata, things that are constantly being bought and sold all the time, like fruit and vegetables. Amrina nichelehu de maglutara. There we say that it's okay. Why? Because there's the shar. Inami de mozle gabai. Remember these two reasons we gave earlier on. We had Rav Papa and Rav Ika. We had two reasons why you could take money in advance. One was because they'd be happy to deal with you, right? And therefore, and the one was because they would be wanting to keep your business anyhow. So whatever the reasons were, aval shar pragmatia, but with other stuff, lika gilui tare velo az ligabai, no one's going to want to do business with you and trade with you, etc. That was a different world altogether, this commodities market to food. Demi shemachalu achshav, loyim kolam achshav, because guys who, today, when in the fruit market, so guys are growing tomatoes and vegetables and cucumbers, they're constantly growing the same stuff, and they build up a clientele and happy to do business with you. In the trading market, commodities today, the guy will sell to you, tomorrow he won't. It's not the same loyalty, that's what Rashi seems to be saying here. And you haven't got the same relationship with your clients. So therefore, pragmatish lakach hayom, and lokeach machar. When he took today, we might not take tomorrow. So therefore, we haven't really got a proper market, and we can't really say that it's the same kind of situation, that we can be so set in the prices and in the trade to be able to say, set a future on that. That's the Gemara's question. I think I've explained it to the best of my abilities. Amale. So, bekeish abishua rabbi yosei, lasot ken. Right, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi wanted to do this on flax, right, on linen goods. And Rabbi said, you can't do it. So yeah, we see, there's a question. Can we do it on other stuff besides food? Rabbi said, no. Iked Amri, there's another issue in that. That wasn't exactly the example that happened, but Iked Amri, because Rabbi lasot begrutaot ken, velo hinich Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Right? So it wasn't that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi wanted to, and Rabbi said no. It was that that Rabbi wanted to do it, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said no. Okay, so there's a bit of a historical argument here, really, right? So just out of interest, does Tanzals mention anything there about the background to the people? Why?
Not here, no.
Doesn't, eh? Okay.
No.
All right. So, no, I'm just interested because, I mean, Rabbi and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi, the question here is, if you're saying that the one asked, the other one said right. No, so it sort of would imply over here, you know, who's asking who? Right. So I just thought about that now. I didn't really look into it yesterday at all. Okay, that's an interesting question. Maybe plenary, I'll look into it for Shabbos. Okay. So that was the one question. Now, the next example over here, Pardisa. All right, look at Rashi. What's a Pardisa? Pardisa. You go and you buy up all the fruits, all the wine. I'm going to buy your whole supply of wine. You come up to Barkan and you say to them, Mr. Barkan, I want all your wine for the next year. I'm paying you now. Your whole crop for the next year, whatever you produce up here is mine. Okay?
Exclusive rights.
You buy cheap. Corporate shizu b'kapachach. V'lochin achar shehen bosel usmara. You wait till they're in a certain state when they're ready to be eat drunk already, right? You don't buy them, yeah? When they're still, right? Bosel usmara. Aval adayin lo higi lebikur. Right, but you buy them when you take ownership of the grapes, when the grapes are already not just little, but they're at a more advanced stage, but they aren't ready yet to be harvested. Rav Asar Ushmuel Shari. Rav said you can't do that. Right, and Shmuel said you can do it. Look at Rashi there. Rav Asar. Demishum hakdamat ma'ot lezman abatzir kemozil gabe v'hava aganata le. Says because you basically are paying over here, you're bringing money in advance to the time of the batzir, you're buying it cheap and you're going to get it when it's worth more. There's interest over here. You can't do it. Right? On the other hand, Shmuel Shari. Right? Shmuel said that you can do it. Right? So Rav, they're going to explain why. Rav Asar Kevan Dilikame Shabi Tveib. Why? Because later on when you're going to get it, it's going to be worth much more. Mitchaze ki agarnatale. It's going to look like you paid him, basically, he paid you back ribbit for looking after you for the money, right? Why did Shmuel say it's butar? Kevan dahave bay ti yuha Lo michze ki agar natar le. What is this? Kebanti habi beiti yuha. Look at Rashi habi, yeah? Pa'amim sheyesh kilkul bekerim. Well, you're taking a risk. When you're buying in advance fruits, there's no guarantee that the crops are going to be a good crop. So remember, we saw before, we've seen this a few times in this perek, that if you've got a certain element of risk of it, those are not guaranteed, then we don't have a problem of ribbit. Right? Ribbit's only when it's guaranteed you're going to get that money. But if there's a risk of here that the crop might be bad, but you're taking a chance, look at Rashi, kagon barad or geshamim, there might be hail, right? And we see with farmers, hail can wipe out a crop, or bad storms, or kerach, or ice. Umafsid hakol, he loses everything. So therefore, umekabel alav kol svikei hefzed, lo michzei kagon, when a guy takes upon himself, he accepts all the risks, right, of a complete loss, that's not ribbit. Tiyua nire b'enai, davar charata. Right, that's Rashi says Tiyua seems to be like a bit of regret. Right, tohe al arishonot. He's like surprised from the beginning. So there's Tiyua here. In other words, there's an element here of regret that, you know what, when he paid the money, maybe I wasn't so clever because I might now end up losing all my money. Does he say anything different there?
No, the same thing. Okay. When you're sending goods, he's holding the risk.
Agreed. Although there, I think it's a little bit different. I mean, I think we stand, but I don't want to argue just someone that. Okay, but I think it's a little different because there we were concerned when we were concerned at what stage does it become a loan. Here we know at what stage it became a loan. It became a loan when I gave you the money.
It's not a loan. You can say he's actually buying the grapes at the early stage.
Right, but the whole idea here of agar natar is that you only, it's like you know like with the same idea when se'ah b'se'ah. So I'm borrowing from you now a se'ah that's worth 10 shekels. When I come to pay you back the se'ah, it's worth 20 shekels. So you're right, I borrowed it from a se'ah and I gave back a se'ah. But it looks like I gave 10 and 20. So here, I paid you money for the value when they were cheap. And when I get it, it's more expensive. That was Rav's reason. That's why Rav said asur. Look at Rav in the Gemara. Rav said, why did Rav say it's asur? Kevan delikame, right? Rav says, later on, when you get it, right? Lekame, when you later on, right, you know, Le'el and Lekame, you got in the future, forward down the line, Shavi Etfei, it's worth more. So I gave you money now, when I get the money back from you, it's worth more. That's why it looks like there's ribbit.
It looks like it.
So Shmuel says, no, but Shmuel said, wait a second, what do you mean it looks like a ribbit? He never gave you money now. There was no guarantee he's going to get it back in the future. There was a risk that he might not even get anything back in the future. That's what not ribbit. Okay? All right.
You have the same thing with sheep. I buy the sheep when they're young and I actually take them back when they're older.
If you think that sheep, I mean, yeah, you have to look and think, is it not guaranteed? Do often sheep die? Probably yes. Do often sheep get stolen? Probably yes. Are you baby? I'm Rashi Barchia, Umodi Rav, so he says like this. So this was the Machlokes here, Rav and Shmuel, right? Rav said Asur and Shmuel said Mutar. Right? So Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, Umodi Rav, and a Rav would agree to what? Betore. De Nafish Psadayu. What do you mean Betore? Look at Rashi over there, Betore. Umodi Rav Betore. Makom Shebotsrim Kramim Beshvarim Bagala. In grapevines where they collect, where they go and they harvest the grapes with oxen and wagons, there, even Rav would agree. Why? Because the oxen wagons cause a lot of damage when they're pulling them through the vines. So there, you're not necessarily going to get all your fruit. It's going to be quite a lot of waste. I think that's what Rashi is telling us over here. Right? He says, And they travel these wagons through the vines. And the feet of the ox caused tremendous amount of damage and there's a lot of loss. Right? Yeah. We always say that, though. I don't know how historically factual it is, but you're right. We always say that. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I don't, to what extent? Yeah. But he knew more about wine than we did. I agree. Well, than me, anyway. Right. Amaleu Shmuelahanu Deshab Sheshipsha. Right? So now we've got a few other examples over here of different types of things. We'll start pushing a bit of pace over here. What's a shabshe shipsha? Rashi says shabshe shipsha or balei batim hamlavim tvua arisim lezera umeshamin lahem legorin tvua chadasha. Basically, guys who lend you seeds, you farm for them, you pay them back. Right? We discussed it before, right? It happens to this day, this business like that. So he says, Hafochu ba'ara ki'echi dekane lechu gufa da'ara. He says to them, listen, when you go, don't just give them the seeds, because it looks like they're paying you ribbit. In other words, be involved a bit in the actual process of growing as well, right? Help, just go and turn over the soil a bit. So you aren't just a merchant here, right? V'ilo havi lechu kahalva v'asu. Because otherwise it looks like you're lending their money, and they're paying you back, and it's asu. But yeah, if you help them grow, you become a bit of a partner with them in the agriculture. So then it's right. And again, Rava says also to these guys who were guardsmen, like watchmen, right? Look at Rashi there. What does it mean by Dimitri Gabi? He says, yeah, Shomrei HaKamot, Adakatsi, guys would watch the crops on the field before they would become harvested, right? They'd make sure nobody come and damage it. Because what would happen over here? It's quite a bit of a complicated story over here. These guys would wait around and they until the harvest. But it seems like they would only get paid their money when the crops were already sold. So they owed money, they've done their work until now, but they're going to get paid later. And because they're getting paid later, they're getting a bonus for waiting. Because the guys, look, I haven't got money to pay you yet. You've done your job, but let me go and sell my goods first. And when I realize money, I'll come and I'll pay you. He says, I got a mind, but you know, I want my money. He says, okay, I'll pay you a little bit more. So that bonus could be apparent to ribbit, right? Because they're waiting for their money. Right, look at Rashi there. So he says to them, in the meantime, while you're waiting for your money, don't just sit around and wait. If you just sit around and wait, it looks like the bonus you're getting is an interest. So look at Rashi there. Say you at Bnei Abika, go and help the guys on the farms. Help them with transport. So you put a little bit of help. Because since you guys are waiting for your money anyhow, until a later stage in the process, they're giving you more, a bigger a gift, the more than what your money's worth. Help them now. So your work is actually carrying on until the stage you're going to get your money, right? And money as a rule, wages we've already learned only paid at the end. So now for your work, you're only really entitled to your money at the end of the process. Therefore, there's no waiting around. If they're going to give you a bit more, right? You're going to have a bonus. That's not really an interest for waiting. They're giving you a bonus because you helped them work so nicely, all the other stuff. So in other words, convert that bonus of the interest really into a bonus for helping them and hang around and don't just sit around and get your money. Okay, in other words, we're seeing over here that because it's all gzeiras, so it's very important how things look. When we say it gzeir, mechzeir, the question is how does it look, right? What is the appearance over here? Like Manny said, the perception. We're worried about the perception. Okay. We just said the Rashi explained the whole thing. Chachamim said to Rava, "Ka'achil mar ribit." Right? He says, "Rava said to Rava." Right? Because Amar lehu Rava lahanu demintre. Right? He said to them, "Go and do this whole story." So Chachamim said, right? Although, I'll be honest with you, when I learned this the first time, I thought that it was like coming on the wheels of the previous sugya. But it seems like it's actually totally not connected now, if you ask me. So, Amalu Rabbi Rabban, Ka'achim Mari, but you're causing these guys to dream. So the boy says, why? What are you doing? He says, Dekul al Meshakli Arba Masakli Larissa Benisan, Mar Natlu Ad Iyar, Meshakil Shita. So he's talking about a different example altogether. He says, like, it's you, they're sharecroppers, right? And we discussed this already, where a sharecropper is a guy who you basically provide all the goods, he does all the work, and then he gets a share in the proceeds, and he takes it home and it goes away. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi like this, normal people, all the rest of the world, with their sharecroppers, right, they allow them to take four parts, whatever the case is, and they can leave in Nissan. Right, you make your sharecroppers stay on your fields for an extra month until Iyar. Right, Veshakil Shita, and you make them stay an extra month, and you let them take six. So you let them take 50% more. So what really it looks like you're paying them ribbit for that extra month that they're sticking around on your field working for you. Right? Because in theory, the sharecropper could have gone home already in Nissan. You're making him stay till ER. So you know what? For your time waiting around before you take your goods, it's worth your while, I'll give you an extra two. So you're actually paying them ribbit.
Is he working now?
No, but he's working.
They're sharecroppers. They finished their job already. This
makes it sound like it's the owner who... The sharecroppers stay throughout the year. The owner takes in Nissan or a higher amount and wait in the ear.
That doesn't make sense. Rashi, look at Rashi, yeah? Sadotehem la'arisim. Umesalkei la'arisei b'nisan. What does it mean, mesalkei la'arisa? Kofino tam liktsor tvuato u'listalek bimene b'nisan. They make the sharecropper get out of the way.
Kulei oma, mesalkei la'arisa b'nisan.
Right, arisa. They make the aris. Who's the aris over here? The aris is the sharecropper. He's not the owner. It's the guy who's working, I think.
Okay, I think, so he gets rid of the
So the workers go in Nissan. Rava makes his workers stay until ER.
Right,
okay. So Rava makes his workers stay until ER. But he says, if you stay until ER, but you can take 50% more than what other people would normally give their sharecroppers. Right? But he says, Amar nataluhu at ER. Right? Veshakil shita. So he says to Sanarav is to answer him. So what's going on over here? Right? You want to see Rashi there quickly? Umar, mishum denatulat ER, shakil shita, the kasalda mishum hamtanat hachakirot kemosifei. Right, you know, maybe you're right, Robert. Maybe it's other way around. Yeah. Atunu, that's Rav says like this. So Amalu Atun kavad nishlok. So Rav says on the contrary, Atun kavadit nishlokadin. You guys aren't acting properly. Well, I look at Rashi. Sheatem mesalkinotan benana. I think it's right. Sheatem mesalkinotan benisan. You make them leave in Nissan. Vaday in lo nitmalei tatvua. The kashia umafsinotan harbe. Therefore, you causing them a loss. You make them leave early, therefore they haven't been able to get the full value of their work. Right? Va'aru la'arisa mishtabed ad shetit bashel tvuah kotzor. On the contrary, the land is mishu'abad to him until it's properly ready. You can't chuck him out early until the goods are finished. He's the guy who's got the land. Hilchach shelo kedin hi kefiatachem. You're forcing them to leave in Nisa, it's not good. Ana, on the other hand, natan lehu ad iar, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe he's taking the six over here because he lets them stay longer and they benefit more. So therefore, they make more, he makes more.
Isn't Tarris the landowner?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could be the other way around.
So he's letting them stay longer and he's taking more because he's letting them work longer. They benefit, he benefits.
Anyhow, okay. So now Rav Mari Barav Chayil, now we've got an interesting story over here. Got carried away this morning. Rav Mari bar Rachel. Right, so this guy Rav Mari bar Rachel. Mari's name of Rachel. Now there's a few different gifts of who he was. Rashi says, why is he called bar Rachel? We not normally see a person named after his mother. Right, normally go after his father. Right, so Mari bar Rachel, but Shmuel have. He remember we've learned the story about Shmuel. Shmuel of those two daughters who were captive, taken into. Shmuel of the two daughters who were taken into captivity. Not from the Judah. No. This is a sad story because Rachel v'nishbeit, she was captured v'nasa nochri, and she married the goy who captured her v'nidgai, and then he converted, right? V'shma isur giora, and his name was isur giora, right? He was isur giora. Now I don't understand this answer, to be honest with you. V'rav mari horatosh lo b'kdusha, when she fell pregnant, he wasn't a goy, he wasn't Jewish yet, he was a goy. I'm in Rashi.
In Rashi,
right? V'ledato b'kdusha, right? But when he was born, by the time he was born, he had converted. Or he was born from his mother, from a Jewish mother. So he's a mother. Umachmat kvodo tla'uhu Hashem imo. And therefore, because of the kavod, not to call him after this goy, we call him after his mother. Now, if you ask me, it's the other way around. The very fact that the guy's called after his mother, you've got to explain to the whole world why he's called after his mother, is it would have been just simple. Just call him off. Just call him bar giura, you know? But anyhow. See, Rashi, Likutei Rashi, the Rashi in Ketubot says a little bit detail. Look on the record, Rashi. Rav Mari Barachel, Ubat Shmuel Haita, Venishbait Leben Amim, Kedama Bektubot, Uba Alea Echad, Venit Abrahimenu, and one of the guys had raised him with her, Vachakachit Gayer, Vishme Isur Kedemin Gama. Okay, Rav Mari Barachel, Lubik Dusha, Havelikach Lohaya, Bin Kral Shema. Okay. So that is Rav Mari Barachel, right? What did he do? Mashken Lahu Nochri Bita. Right? So this over here, So this guy owed Rav Mari, this goy owed Rav Mari money, and Rav Mari put a mortgage on his house. Now we've seen before that in the Gemara's concept, he can actually have use of the house, right? For until it becomes his house, but the man's back. Hada zavne de Rava, right? And then afterwards, the goy, look at Rashi, hada nochri. The goy went and sold the house to Rava. So Rav Mari Barachel is living in the house, and the goy sells the house to Rava. Now, Rava doesn't chuck him out, right? He just bought the house with this tenant. Right? Natar Tresar Yarche Shata. So Rav Mari Barach awaited a year, Tresar Yarche, 12 months of the year, right? Look at Rashi, says there, why? What is it? Natar Shata. Himtin Rav Mari Shana Shlema. Okay, a whole year. Shakel Agarbita. He took the rent. Amtelele Rav and came to Rav and says, here's your rent. Right, not for the previous year that he waited, for the next year.
He has right? the right to sell the house that was the security for the...
Yeah, he sold it with the security, I suppose, with a chayot. Look, the fact that Rami Barham is still living in the house. He's never evicted him, he's still living in the house. I'm here in the house, until to pay back the loan, I'm living in the house. The fact that the house, right, okay. So, Shagabat, Amtila Rabba, Amale, so Rabba says to him, hi, Ananas, I think so, Rami Barham says to Rabba, hi, Dilo Amtila. The fact that I never came up until now, the stam mashkanta shata, because the stam mashkanta is for a year, right? If stam mashkanta, we've seen this before, right? The stam mashkanta is a year if it's not written differently. And if therefore the goy wanted to chuck me out, lo have a matzi misalkidi, he couldn't have chucked me out in the first year. The first year, when what it means, tamashkanta shana, means that when you lend a guy money and you put a mashkanta on, he can't repay you in the first year. He's got to at least let you have first year, the whole year's use. He can't, when he said masalkid, he means by repaying the loan. He's not suggesting chucking up by repaying the loan, right? So saying if the guy wanted to repay the loan after 6 months and chuck me out of the house, he couldn't do it. So the first year, I was a guaranteed, I had guaranteed right of use. But now, at any day now, you can come and repay me and chuck me out. So in theory, I'm now living here, I could be evicted at a moment's notice, right? Hashta lishkolmar agarbite, if the guy wants, he can take his house. Right, so he's saying to you, lishkolmar agarbite, stop saying to you, Rava, take the rent. So Rava says to him, ihavi adane, have a mushkan lelamar, he says, if I had known that this house was mortgaged to you, lo have a zavinle, I would even have bought it. Remember, we saw Aloha the other day, that we said that when you've got a loan with regard to Dine Bar Metra, you Hachi Karov, remember? You're the closest, remember Dine Bar Metra is that you've got to give your neighbor the first right of refusal? And we said that a guy who's got a loan is the closest to the property. So you've got to offer it to him before you even offer it to your neighbor, right? So in theory, it should have already gone, should have offered the house to Rabbi Bar Mari, to Rav Mari, what's his name? Rav Mari Barachel. Right? So Rava says that I know that you were living, I wouldn't even take it. Hashta kedinayim avdinach. So now it appears that we're working in the goyishad laws. Now the whole relationship now is going according to dinim of the goyim, not dinim of the Jews. So if that's the case, call a matelome salki bezuzi, lo shakarita, therefore I can't take rent from you. Because until he repays you, I am not entitled to any rent. Okay, so Rava is now being machmir on himself. He says that's the goyishad manner, and therefore ananami. So he says, call Emma to Lord Mesal Kibzuzi, Lord Shakil. He can't take rent from you so long as he doesn't repay you. Ananami, me too. Lord Shakil Neminach Agarbita ad de Mesal Kanelacha Lach Bezuzi. Therefore, I'm going to take rent from you as well until he's paid you back the loan.
There's no
ribbit. There's no ribbit whatsoever. Right? Amar Rabbi Mibar Nish Ravashi Chazimar Rabbanan de Kachle Ribita. So Rav Barnish. Have you noticed that Rabbanan are people to eat ribbit? Why? What do these chachamim do? They pay money in Tishrei for wine, right? And what happens in? And they only get the wine in Tevet. Look at Rashi, Avchiri umavchere lebe Tevet, notlin yain tov. They take the best yarns, right? Umavchere lebe Tevet from Mivchar, right? The best, the Mivchar. They pay in Tishrei, and in Tevet they come and choose the best wines, right? And so why is it ribbit? Look at Rashi. If they take it in Tishrei at the time, Dilma have machbit, that wine would have become spoilt, vinegar, right? We see it turns out that because they paid the money in advance in Tishrei, isn't yet even a market price. The seller basically became responsible. It's not the same as a guy's got chitin in his possession, because their chitin is chitin. Maybe come one, and therefore that is a case of ribbit. So Amalei Inunami. He says, what are you talking about? He says, Inunami, Inunami, he says, no, he says, that's not true. Because you're telling me that they bought wine and they're getting the best wine. He says, no, and therefore it could become vinegar. He says, not true. Inunami achamre kayave. They only gave money for wine. They never gave money for vinegar. He says, achle lo kayave meikara dechamre chamre dechale chala. Aishatuhu, he says, no. Wine stays wine, and vinegar becomes vinegar. It was already at the very beginning. We might not be able to know and see, but in reality, good wine stays good wine and bad wine becomes bad wine. And when they gather money with intentions on good wine, and that was really known at the moment. And the fact that only now we see that it's vinegar doesn't matter. What they paid for in the beginning was, I'm rushing a little bit of it. Ravina have a yabzuz lebnei akra deshnavta. Right? So Ravina would give money to B'nai Akra de Shnafta. Look at Rashi explains this word. B'nai Akra Shnafta. The Shnafta, Shem Nahar. Is it Snafta or Shnafta? Shnafta with the Shin, right? B'nai Akra de Shnafta. Right? Rashi says Shnafta is the Shem Nahar River. And Akra, Kuntaria Beloaz. Right? So he says, yeah, what is Kuntaria? Look at it right there. Perush Machoz. Like an area, like a district. Right? He gave money to the guys of Akra from the district Akra on the river Shnafta. Veshav chilei tfei kufita. Right, look at Rashi. And as a result of this, right, midatam shlo bitnai, they would give him a little bit more. He gave him the money in advance to these guys. And when they paid him back, they gave him back a little bit more. But it wasn't a condition. It was just being there, they gave him out of kavod. So after the coming of Ashi, Amale Mishari, can I receive this? Isn't it maybe it's a case of ribbit? Amale in. He says, you can. Why? He says, because achuli huda kamach legabach. They make mochel. Look at Rashi, they're basically, as far as they're concerned, it's all forgiven. There's no question, they don't hold anything responsible. Since this wasn't the deal at the time, and they gave it to you out of their own free will, and they're not ever reminding you that you owe them a favor, whatever the case is, and therefore you can get it. Okay. Amalei. So he says, wait a second. He says to him, another question now. He says, ha ara lav dilahu. But wait a second, even worse, because now these guys aren't even their land. They're giving me these grapes or these wine. They do me a favor, but it's not really their land. Right? Why is it not their land? Look at Rashi over here. Ha ara lav dilahu. Milo elisha yu ashu. They were very rich people. Vroim ben adam she nichus lohem ubarchu. You see that people have abandoned their lands. They don't pay the king the land. The land tax. And they go in and work the land, and they do pay the land tax. So there has the question. The wine I take from them is gezelubiyadi, it's stolen land, stolen wine, because they really took the land without the permission of the original owners. The karka alin exeter, although the land, you can't steal land, right? Varehishal balim, abadu payrot gezel, but maybe the fruit of the land is gezel. So they aren't thieves for taking the land, because there's nothing, you can't steal the land. We learned that before, right? No gezel bakarka. But the fruits might be gezel. Whereas the benefits of the land might be gezel. So what does he say to him? He answers him as well. So Rav Ashi says to him as well, what does he answer him? Amalei ara letaska meshabda. Right? What's taska? Rashi says, taska is the maschil karka, the land tax. Land is mortgaged to the taxes. Umalka Amar, and the king said, Manda Yaiv Taska, Lechol Ara, the guy who pays the taxes, he can have the benefit of the land. So therefore they did it all halochalam glat kosher. You don't have to worry about the grapes. Right, Amale Rapapa Rava, Chaze Mar Han Rabbanan. Have you seen these Rabbanan? The Yave Zuze Akarga the Inche Umeshab de Bautfei. Look what's going on over here. This is a bit strange, eh? He says, Rapapa said to Rabbi, have you seen these guys? Hane Rabbanan, right? Rabbanan, these Chachamim, right? What do they do? Look at Rashi, they karga. Kesev Google Akta Shukola Yudim Kolechaduten Kesev Gogul Melech. They were to pay a head tax, right? A head tax to the king. So there were guys who never had money to pay the taxes, right? The Yahweh Zuze Akarugin. They would pay the land tax, the head tax for you to the king. Umeshab de Bautfei, turn you into their servants. Basically, they owned you, right? So Amarle says to him, Hashta ikush chiva, right? Look at Rashi over here. Amarle, Hashta ikush chiva, lo amre lechu ha-milta. So what's going on here? Just to help me. There's
if
something.
I was dead.
All right. He says to him, thank you. He says, Shkoach, ikush chiva. Thanks for asking me this question, because if I died before I got a chance to say this, lo amilechu hamilta, I would have a chance to say this to anybody, right? Now you give me an opportunity to tell you what I want to tell you. Hachi amar Rav Sheshet, this is Rav Sheshet said. Thank you, Michael. Morakayu, right? Moharkayu, Dahani Betafsa, the Malka Manach. Look what he says, look at Rashi there. Morakayu, Chotem Avduchrahim. Right? In other words, this stamp of slavery. In other words, everybody is potentially got a, in the king in his box, has got a little medal that says slave, which would anybody's neck. Anybody can become a slave of the king. Right? He says, Morakayu Dahani Betafsa, the Malka Manach, in the king's treasures. Umalka, and the king says, Man de lo yaiv karaga, anyone hasn't paid their head tax, Lishtabed leman yaiv karaga, he becomes a servant of the guy who does pay it for him, the same as the guy with the fields. Right? So therefore, don't have to worry that these guys are working. Rav Suram, Achua de Rava, so Rav Suram, right? He was Rava's brother. Have a takif inshay de lo malu. So guys who weren't the best way behaved, right? They didn't behave properly, he would come and he would be very aggressive with them. Look at Rashi there, takif kofe, right? He would force them to do, what would he force them to do? He would force them basically to be with him. Umaya lehu beguharka de Rava. And he'd say, Rashi says, guharka is this agala muchenet le merkevet adam lashon ashkenaz wrench. Like, you know, you have a carriage, right? So a king or whatever, you'd carry them on a carriage. You had four guys on their shoulders. And they'd carry this guy, he's sitting in a carriage with a very comfortable chair. Rava was a Rosh Yeshiva, he was an important guy. He would go around from place to place and they'd carry him around. So his brother would get all these guys who weren't the best behaved guys, he'd force them to be the guys carrying Rava around. Right? He'd make them, that would be their punishment. Right?
I think it'd be a
kavod. Right? A kavod to walk all day with this.
Carry
60 kilos, when you carry 60 kilos on your shoulder for 10 minutes is a cupboard. For 4 days, it's probably no longer much of a cupboard, right? And I suppose everybody knows that the guys who are carrying him are the guys who aren't behaving properly, so it's also, anyhow, but you're right, maybe. So I'm going to Rav Shapika about it. He says, you know what? Rav says to him, you did a great thing, says to his brother. The Tanya, we've got a bright, the Tanina, what do we learn? Ra'ita she'enu nohe keshura. Where do we know that a guy who's not behaving properly, you can force him into labor? See the drosh on the pasuk? Look at the pasuk over here, the pasuk aleph. The pasuk aleph, because we're talking about avarim, I think, right? You can bequeath them to your children. The actual pasuk says, but he changes the grammar and he says l'aresh l'chuzalachem l'olam b'hem ta'avod, meaning the goyim, and he says uva achechem, and your brothers, even your brothers, if they aren't behaving right, you can put it right. So he says l'olam yachol afilu nahak kashura, and what if they and if they're behaving well, can you then also? No, tamud lomar uva achechem b'nei Israel ish ba'achiv. Right, lo tirdeh b'farech. When they are achechem b'nei Israel, you can't. But when they behave like the goyim, then you can. Okay, Amar Rav Machaber Hachi, Hi Man, the Yahav Zuzel Lechavre, the Mizvah Nechamer. God gave his friend money and said, "Go buy me wine." Never, and he was a poshaya, right? He never did it. He never went, didn't buy with the wine. So what does Rav Chama say, right? Beshalim leked kaazil afravta zolshvat. Right, we're seeing all these different terms over here. What do you look at Rashi there? Afruvta zolshvat shema makom. It's never a place. So obviously like a very well-known wine market area, right? So that would be the price. So in other words, if he didn't buy you the wine, he'd have to pay back the money, right, at the price that the wine would have been sold for in that place. If it was expensive, you get more, if it was whatever the case is, but he's responsible to buy you the wine. So I said this before Rav Zvid, and he said to me this story what Rav Chama said, right? So he said, Amar ki amar Rav Chama hani mili, when Rav Chama said that, he said it's not so straightforward. He didn't say that in any circumstances. He said, Bayayin stam. That's what the guy just said, go buy me wine. Then he has to pay you what wine would be worth in a marketplace, general wine. Avar b'yayin zeh. But if he said, you see this wine over here? This particular Cabernet Sauvignon, whatever, 1974, that, I want that wine. Right, and that wine he didn't buy you. Right, look. Doesn't have to pay you back any wine money from that. Just got to basically give you back the money that you gave him. Why? Me, yeymar, demezavne reyni halay. Who said that they actually even agreed to sell that particular wine? So at the outset, you were very fussy. And you're particular about what you wanted, there's no guarantee you're going to get it. If you just need to go buy me wine, obviously you can buy you wine. But if you were very particular about the wine you wanted, you might not get it.
What's
and the Nihale? To you. Me, that's like Aramaic. Who says he would sell it to you? Right? Nihale. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Yain Stam Namilo. And Rav Ashi says even more than that. Even if he said Yain Stam, you still can't make him do that. Why? My timer. What's because of Asmachti? When your guy says you got me wine, he did just. You know, it's like I'm making a Masek Kinyan with you, writing a contract, and you undertake now, and all circumstances to starve to death and to brave all the elements. It's an asmachta, it's an inclination. Vasmachta lo kanya, not kanya. Rav Ashi mashna mahai. So Rav Ashi, right? Why does Rav Ashi say here there's no asmachta? And in another place we see that he does say asmachta. The tnan, because Rav Ashi said, we've got a mishnah im obir lo avid. You've got a deal with a guy, he makes a sharecropper arrangement, he's prepared to go and farm the land. And if he doesn't farm the land, he's going to pay you a certain amount of what he could have got for the land had he farmed the land, right? Because you're not prepared to give the land for free. And therefore we said, a shalom b'mitvah. He has to pay, be made pay, right? He has to do pay you. So how come he's saying, why isn't that an asmachta? Why is this an asmachta? So he says, hatam beyado, there with regard to the land, it was beyado. He could decide whether to farm that or not to farm the land. Therefore, it was a bigger undertaking. But here, love beyado, it's not in his hands. You might want to send the wine, and therefore, you can't hold him responsible. Shabbos.